All right, welcome to the ESBC betting podcast. The purpose of the podcast is to make me money. The second purpose of the podcast is to make you money. And man, are we making you money? It's just over in the 70-80%. People can't believe it, but proof is in the pudding. We give you all the picks and the why. I'm not just giving you fish, but teaching you how to fish. Right? Because it's very important to teach you how to fish, because we're in a pandemic, recession, social unrest, natural disasters. So on top of that, we give you tools on how to keep yourself mentally strong with professional athletes who have gone through hardships, and they've given us great insight on how they've come through to the other side, right? And I've learned a lot. Even a guy like John Beeson, who has great podcasts out there, he comes on, and we had a great podcast called Can I Get a Witness, right? To be mindful, witness life. So what did we witness into the NFL? What did we witness in the NFL, right, that we can monetize, right? What did we witness in the NFL that we can monetize? And we witness a lot. Number one is that analytics does not work in the NFL. But it's very interesting, right, because you have guys that, let's say, between Matt Patricia and Matt Rhule, they're making over $10 million a year. They're successful people. There's people that have had success. But, you know, you look at it, is it better to be lucky than good? And you think about, all right, success. How much of success is luck, right? When you look at a guy like Jared Kirschner. Right, you look at Jared Kirschner, you look at Don Jr., or you look at Hunter Biden, right? Because this is not political at all. How much of it is the person's talent, and how much is it success? And man, you know, in this crazy world that we live in, I have seen multi-millionaires with zero talent, and I've had conversations with brilliant, just brilliant, insightful conversation with people who have been homeless. So because of that, I am very, 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 I feel very fortunate and good that I've been able to have the success I've had, because I know that it's almost like he's behind my left shoulder, Nipsey Hussle. You know, I thought it was my moves, but it was God's grace, right? Sometimes you never know, you never know. And I got a lot of stories about serendipity that I'll put in my book. So back to NFL week one. Bottom line is I made a lot of money. So it's not just about making a lot of money. It's also about being able to invest it and spend it in the right way. My wife has spent $32,000 on gasoline. Here it is. the BitPay card. Problems with some things getting paid, but they're all going to be worked out. So bottom line is, week one, I made a lot of money, right? How did I make a lot of money week one, right? The one way I made a lot of money is betting against the analytic teams, right? Matt Patricia and Mac Rule, they make over $10 million a year each, right? And they're both full-on analytics that works in business. It works in baseball. However, it does not work in football, right? And you got a guy like Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer has put probably about 100 guys into the NFL, right? He's put 100 guys into the NFL, and he's won 3 national championships. So you figure he knows a little bit about football. And he says that analytics does not work, right? And I have inside information on this. I have a client of mine. Now, it's illegal for me to say specifically who my clients are because of my securities licenses, right? And because of my ethics. You don't say who your clients are. But this client works for a Major League Baseball team. And this client has a doctorate in math from MIT. And she makes over a 7-figure salary. And she has a World Series ring and several playoff rings. However, she will not take any NFL clients. So when she first told me this, I started betting against the Cleveland Clowns, and I went 16-0. And this week, I went against the 2 analytic teams, which are the Carolina Panthers and the Detroit Lions. I went 2-0. So let's go over each game, right? From an overview, I like to go macro to micro. From an overview, that's the big takeaway I took about making money, right? So let's look at Kansas City. Kansas City against Houston. Everybody's down on Houston. I did not bet this game because I had a bias. However, my thoughts were for Houston, but I made it known public that it was a bias, the under. Here's another mistake I made. I felt that the unders, the coaches were going to shade the defenses, meaning that they were going to play deep zones, protect the defense, keep everything in front, right, to keep the scores down because they hadn't been tackling. So what they decided to do was instead of practice tackling during the week, they're going to practice tackling during the games. Instead of playing those deep zones. And a lot of games went more over than what I thought. However, this game went under. New England against Miami. Bill Belichick has the defense. It has the core guys that he wants to keep games under and cover the spread. In first game of the season, he's great. On the road against a non-division opponent, him and Andy Reid, right? NFL coach told me once, scouting and fishing trip. I found out in one of our podcasts we did with John Bronson, who played at Penn State with Joe Paterno, and then with Matt Leinart and Warner and Larry Fitzgerald at Arizona, that this coach was on a scouting trip when I met him. And the coach, when I asked about these particular issues, he said, that you don't kill the goose that lays the golden eggs, right? So on the road, non-division opponents, that's when Belichick and fat Andy Reid do not cover. But at home, first game of the season, great coaches cover. And very interesting, all the great coaches out there, Dabo Sweeney, Bill Belichick, Tommy Herman, all these guys cover pretty much first game of the season and take the first game of the season very seriously about setting the tone. Okay. So that's very, very good. Another great coach that takes first game of the season very seriously and is going to cover according to their philosophy. So you had Jim Harbaugh, right? And you had Bill Belichick, Dabo Sweeney, Tom Herman, all these guys covering according to their philosophy, right? So Jim Harbaugh, old school, keep the score down, let's control the clock, let's beat you up physically, let's wear you down. Jimmy Harbaugh covered the spread, -9 under 49, and I was able to cash that in. Something I didn't catch in, and then you got to look at, because one of the tenets of the podcast is that we use business and financial concepts to make you money betting on these games, right? So to that end, all right, to that end, we teach decision science, right? And in decision science and in the mental health first aid kit, we break down our decision making. And when you look at this game here, the Jets +6 at Buffalo, right? Maybe Buffalo was the clear choice, okay? Maybe Buffalo was the clear choice, but since we had, I mean, it, to me it's phenomenal. We had USC, right? One of the name brands in college football. We had a guy who started there, who started over Sam Darnold for the Jets. We had him, and we're talking about mental health and mental strength. We had him on the podcast talking about that. So I probably had a bias towards Sam Darnold in this game, and I bet for them, and I lost, even though I made a lot of money this weekend. But again, you got to examine your thinking. There was a bias there, and maybe I should not have bet that game, right? Because I got over-emotional with the fact that, you know, us, we had – we have forever Max Brown, number one quarterback coming out of high school, beats out Sam Darnold, the number one draft pick. We had him on our show. We had him with us, but we just didn't have him with us. We gave you information so you can make your life better, so you can think better, so you can make more money, right? We didn't just have Mac Brown on the podcast. We had Mac Brown giving you actionable information that you can use in your life to live a better life. Or like they're saying now, right? I'm not going to use that cliche. I don't use cliches. But maybe you know the cliche that was coming that people use, right? To live your best, right? I'm going to say. We're original here. We don't use cliches. All right. So we go. Las Vegas Raiders. Again, the game I thought was going to go under, it went over. They opened up the offenses a little bit. And it's Matt Rhule in Carolina. They're an analytics team, and I bet money against analytics. Again, Pete Carroll. So you go, Pete Carroll. So one of those, the more things change, the more they stay the same. You look at Pete Carroll, all right? First game of the season. Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Jimmy Harbaugh, Dabo Sweeney, Tom Herman, all these great coaches set the tone at the beginning of the season. And I made a mistake. I overestimated Raheem Morris, who was the coach of Tampa Bay. And his story, I think his story is interesting. So I overestimated Atlanta. And Raheem Morris as a defensive coordinator, and underestimated the quarterback there, right? Quarterback at Seattle. Guy took Russell Wilson. He took a team to the Super Bowl. So Russell Wilson takes a team to the Super Bowl. He starts off the year 31 for 35, throws over 400 yards. And I guess Josh Gordon, man, is very liberal there in Seattle. And rightly or wrongly, they're going to talk about the elements of Josh Gordon being, income inequality, white supremacy. So he's going to get back on there, right? So Seattle looks good. Look for them. Salesmen think short-term, businessmen think long-term. Look for long-term approach. Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Eagles get beat by, Super Bowl defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio. I had a sneaking suspicion about that. That's why I went under. But I overestimated Philadelphia, right? So that's what happened there. I overestimated Philadelphia. Philadelphia did not cover the spread. But I got the under, knowing that Jack Del Rio was going to do a great job. Chicago, the only, again, against Detroit. So now I am 18-0 picking against analytics. It's probably more than that. Because once I found out that Matt Patricia was doing analytics, I started betting against him. And I went 7-0. So that really is 25-0. That number is 25-0. Betting against analytics. All right. And Matt Patricia, he lost in the same way. He had a big lead. He loses it with a deep zone, analytic zone. Cincinnati, San Diego, easy game to pick. Did my research, saw Hard Knocks, saw how the Chargers were going to play. Right. So it was an easy cover, easy under. There was another one. San Francisco inflated line. San Francisco lost a lot of those guys on defense. And the air raid is a lot of people are figuring out can run clock. And that's what Arizona runs. And really, you're betting against DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald, who John Bronson knows who we have on the podcast. All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. So it's one play that killed me, right? And it was Mike Evans read the play correctly. Brady read it wrongly. And it lost me the under and it lost me the game. So overestimated Tom Brady. All right. Overestimated Tom Brady. I lost that. And I did not know. I underestimated Sean Payton. Hatred for the Bucks. Empty playbook. First game of the season. Again. Dabo Sweeney, Bill Belichick. Sean Payton's taking a team to the Super Bowl, right? He's a Bill Parcells guy, right? So the result of that is, again, great coaches, first game of the season, they covered, should have known that. So even though I made a lot of money, right, I left a lot of money on the table. That's why it's so important that even if you do well, that you examine your decision-making, that you examine what biases you have, and then you focus on reality. There's a big difference between what we hope for and what reality is. Now, if you measure that using the Hawthorne effect, you increase your level of success 10 to 20%, right? That's why we use the Hawthorne effect on the podcast. And one of the main reasons we make so much money. And it's about money, right? It's about effectiveness. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect all the time. The highest level of certainty you can have is 80%, right? But that's what you want to be. You want to be right 80% of the time in business. And you do that in the richest country in the world, recession, no recession, you will make a lot of money. However, you have to feel pain. You have to feel the embarrassment. You have to feel the unmasculation, the depression, the horrible feelings, right? Because sometimes you can't describe as someone who's supposed to be the hunter, gatherer, provider for the family, and you really have to feel the depths, the horror, of bad decision making, right? A sin, like my mom said, is knowing something's wrong and doing it anyways, right? So now we take it a step further, we examine what is wrong and we look at results, right? Because half of us can't be like Jared Kushner or Matt Patricia or Matt Rule, who get to be wrong, right? We have to make right decisions and get results, right? And then the last game was a game that I crushed. It was, had it all right all the way, was the Rams against the Chargers. The Rams against the Dallas Cowboys. And for political reasons and for many other reasons, man, the Rams were going to win. We got that on the money line. So the money line side and the under. Again, the under was easy. Both teams did what I thought teams across the league were going to do, which was protect the defense, do a lot of running, big offensive lines they paid a lot of money for, control the game. Then again, we're talking about a $5 billion stadium. You think the home team is going to lose debuting a $5 billion stadium? That one, right? I doubled down. I didn't do 25% of the bankroll, but I should have. They were on hard knocks. Very easy game to predict, and we made a lot of money. All right? So that is your first week in the NFL, making money, watching the game, not just letting the NFL make $8 billion. You put some of that money in your pocket. And if you're independently wealthy and you don't need the money, then cool. But if you need money, if you want to buy presents, if you want to do something, then listen to the podcast, learn how to do it yourself. But there's a lot of people who collaborate with us, send us texts, send us messages on Twitter, because we're people, right? We're extroverts, and we get energy from people. So feel free. Most people that have our high percentages live on an ivory tower, big mansions, and don't share the information. We do. So we encourage you to listen to the ESBC podcast, learn business and financial concepts to make that money watching sports, mental health first aid kit. My wife's a psychotherapist for 18 years. We learn a little bit of something about surviving and seeing warnings and surviving yourself. And we got great people with insight. The Max Browns of the world, the John Beatons of the world, the John Bronsons of the world. So we always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting Podcast. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
That's why this one don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that cost, I'm just shitting the work. That's why I wear goods and shoes, and roll like butts, and I get a limousine sometimes.